Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, you're back.
Good morning. So are you.
I'm back.
Buongiorno.
How tanned and slim we look, the two of us. We look fantastic. How are you? Are you well?
Are you well? Had you a great trip?
Great trip. Now, of course, you're well used to these trips. It was funny. I was thinking about you because we talked about the whole Italian idea, getting into a car and going across it and looking at restaurants and crack. Seeing as winning streak has gone quiet, I think it'll be
My cameraman, Andy, he always talks about you, and he said, you and Marty should definitely do something like
that.
He said it to me. And Italy is where your love and passion isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be great fun. We could have a good hour laugh doing that. It'd be tough. We'd do the best we could.
Listen, you'd be worked too, wouldn't it?
I know, yeah. So look, what have you got for me today?
Okay, this week, big week for most people. Families going back to school. Yes. I thought we'd pick two very simple and easy recipes.
Are there two small people in your house in school?
Oh, they went back. Connor, Lucy, attend. They're into fifth class. And they were really looking forward to going back. It's a small school. I think there's about maybe 60-odd pupils in it.
Oh, that is small.
Yeah, it is.
That's lovely.
It is. And it's just literally 2 minutes from where we live. So they were all excited with their wee friends.
It's lovely. Same class?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Man. Yeah, there might be only is it six in their class or five.
Right.
In their class,
and it's a great competition between the two.
Oh, there is. Of course, they love it. There is now. There's a wee competitive edge.
Absolutely, there would. How lovely.
So they're very happy now. Lucy is very disciplined at doing her homework, whereas Connor loves to go out and kick ball and go fishing. They're great kids. Thank God.
God bless the parent. Well, now listen, tell me. So what have you got?
So I got two recipes. We're going to start off with the crunchy chicken strips with a honey mustard dressing.
Oh, lovely.
And you can leave out the dressing, but this is a great little dinner for wraps, whatever like that, and you can make them ahead. And the coating for the chicken is very interesting. We're using cornflakes.
You're not.
I swear to God. Crushed. And I make this regularly at home. So that's we're using boneless chicken breasts, but you can get in the supermarkets little strips of chicken already. And of course, you're looking for the Borbia quality mark, Irish chicken. Yeah.
Yep.
So you cut them into little strips, you dip them in flour, a little bit of egg, and milk mixed together, which is called egg wash. And then you roll them in the cornflakes. So with the cornflakes, what I like to do is to literally put them into the food processor, or you can put them in a bag, get a mallet or a little rolling pin, smash them up. You can get your kids doing this. So flour, egg, and breadcrumb. Instead of the breadcrumb, we're using the cornflakes. So there's no bread. You can use breadcrumbs, but cornflakes are lovely and crunchy.
I've never heard of that before.
These can be cooked. We'll go through the cooking way. You can cook them in the oven, you can pan fry them, you can grill them, or you can do them in the air fryer, which so many people have now.
Do you know, I don't... I mentioned Kellogg's here, but there are other brands.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Fabulous. But I notice when we go away, they don't generally give you Kellogg's when you go away. I don't know what they are. And they're roundy cornflakes.
Yeah, that's true. They're different, aren't they? They really are. They're a bit kind of plain or something.
A big consignment of Kellogg's to come in here now. Anyway.
But you know what, and that's the one I would use, the Kellogg's. They give a lovely texture. There's a tiny little bit of sweetness, which we all like, but not too sweet at the same time, but it's about the texture. So that's why we're calling them crunchy chicken strips.
Anyway, away you go.
Marty, these can be done in batches. You can freeze them. They'll keep in the fridge for 3 to 4 days, covered in cling film, once your chicken is fresh, and then you can freeze them and defrost them. A couple of ways to cook them. I've recommended in the oven at 200 degrees, and that will take probably about maybe 12 to 14 minutes until they're cooked through that there's no pink.
Right.
You can pan fry them. You can air fry them, as I say, or deep fry them. Probably the quickest and healthiest way is to bake them off in the oven or the air fryer.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so on to our little dip. Greek yogurt, a little bit of mayonnaise, mix them together. A little bit of honey for sweetness, and that's 1 teaspoonful. And then a little bit of Dijon mustard. So you mix that all together, Marty.
Sounds lovely.
Well, it's lovely, and it can be used as a dip, but also if you're thinking of your kids, get a nice big wrap. You know the lovely wraps.
Yes.
Spread that lovely honey mustard dip over. Put in a little bit of baby jam, because it's not huge strong flavour from that.
Sure.
Put in your little cooked chicken strips and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's a treat.
Oh, it's a lovely
You can
idea.
Have it for dinner, you can have it for lunch, you can have it, as a lovely little treat for the kids, and it really is tasty.
Yeah,
so delicious.
Crunchy chicken strips with honey mustard.
It's the coating, that lovely cornflakes. You can put sesame seeds, you can put spices. I just usually leave it like that, but the key is getting the really nice quality, delicious chicken.
And it's a great, and crushing the cornflakes is a great crack too. It'd be good for your head.
De-stressor.
De-stressor. Now you have it. That's a great one. You're sticking with
chicken. Okay, yeah. We're going to go with spiced chicken skewered with a shredded salad. Bit more work in this one, but it's quite interesting. So it's kind of two recipes. One for a shredded salad, which I'll go through in a minute. But we're going to talk about the lovely spiced chicken skewers, because what the marinade is for this, Marty, is natural yogurt. So a few weeks ago, Marty, I was down in a really, really lovely producer in Wexford called Culloden Farm. And we're very lucky. We have the best dairy in the world in Ireland, from our farmers to the butter to the yogurt to the milk. So these are Culloden Farm. They produce the most beautiful natural yogurt. And they're just lovely, Pauline and the family. They're great people. So they're all from their own
in
cows.
Wexford.
In Wexford. Mm. Yeah, Wexford seems to be a great part of the country for food producers, which a lot of Ireland is. There's really good places.
Sure.
So any natural yogurt that you like, you mix it with a little bit of coriander, grated ginger. So a lot of interesting flavours here, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
Spices, we're talking cumin. Cumin is a great spice with carrot. Do you ever make a carrot soup?
Yeah.
Cumin. I don't want people, your listeners, to go out and buy one spice, use it once and never use it again. So that's why I'm throwing
out
lovely
ideas. As you say, it goes off to you.
Well,
it lose
the freshness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Into that a little bit of ground cumin and ground coriander into your yogurt, and the juice of half a lemon. Now, what I would do is normally grate the zest, because I love the zest of lemon. So you have the acidity from the yogurt, and what that does, Marty, on the chicken skewers, so you get your bamboo skewers, nice big chunks of chicken, or you can do a full chicken breast. I wouldn't. I'd cut them into nice big chunks or strips, whatever you want to, and you actually marinate the chicken in that if you can overnight.
Lovely.
So there's a little bit more work to this rather than the first one, but it's still a really lovely one. And the weather's nice. It could be cooked in the barbecue. We're trying to hold on to the last of the summer sun. Pardon me. And I just think with the spices is really interesting. So
it's almost Indian, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You're
right.
It's almost Indian. You know
your onions, Martin.
Don't be cumin.
So cumin is a really, really lovely kind of spice. It can be quite strong, but with the chicken, with the yogurt, it's gorgeous. If you didn't want to use any of those, you could put a teaspoonful or two of curry powder, which would work really well.
Oh, right,
absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
Gorgeous in that. So if you can marinate them, now, I said boneless, skinless chicken breasts, you can use thighs. The chicken breast is softer, it'll cook faster, so it will... I just think it's lovely. It's a lovely little recipe.
Yeah.
Marty, in the fridge overnight, you're going to get the most soft, delicious marinated chicken that'll be tender and moist, even without the salad on their own.
Really?
So you lift it out on the skewers, kind of scrape off the excess yogurt, and then you literally either... I would probably grill them. On a pan, make it a little bit messy with the yogurt. Barbecue would be fine too. Or what
but
you
by
could
grilling,
do,
you're...
Yeah, you're getting the colour, you're getting the flavour, and you're keeping all the flavour in.
You are.
You could bake them off in the oven. Again, not unlike the little strips, I would put parchment paper... Save on the wash up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd bake them off at 180 for about maybe 15 minutes. So it's really, really nice.
Okay.
Now we're going to talk about our shredded salad.
Yes, sir.
Red cabbage, carrots, a little bit of red onion. So you do all your work with that. So the carrots are
our
put
red
into,
onion favourite.
To julienne. Oh, that's right.
You and me.
Me and you.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Red onion.
And red cabbage. So you remove the core, cut them into nice little shreds. So into that, Marty, you're going to mix a little bit of olive oil. We're using extra virgin, and you'd be well used to the best olive oil in the world.
Of course. Of course.
The juice of half a lemon and a little bit of sweetness again. Some honey.
Yeah.
So that gives a lovely bit of sweet. So that's the base for your dressing. Now let's talk about the spices.
Again, I love the way you stick honey into these things. That's wonderful.
Well, I think, you know, we're lucky. We produce beautiful Irish honey, and why not use it? And it's a kind of like, it's a healthy alternative to adding sugar into
it. It is, and we know lots of producers, professional and people who do it as a pleasure.
And they love it.
We have a friend, Pat, who does it. We've Tina, who's the voice coach for the Eurovision. She does it just for herself.
Wow.
And she'll give out her jars of the honey.
And she does use it for the voice.
She has a voice, you say.
Interesting.
But it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It's just beautiful.
There's nothing, and every honey is slightly different in flavour, in maybe texture too, because what the bees, how it's processed, is it unfiltered? There's a lot into making honey.
Yeah.
People don't realise.
Well, I would do like a simple thing. You know your brown bread that you'd make or buy?
I love it.
Brown bread, butter, and just some honey in it.
Oh, you put honey. So what we do in the restaurant, interesting, we put honey into the mixture. So that's interesting.
Like
now, you drizzle it over.
I love it.
Just going to write that for the YouTube.
For the next book,
sorry, Marty.
Now, that's lovely.
Okay, so we have our honey in there. I love it. No, it's not childish. I love hearing this from you. It's great. So, Marty, we're going to... Now, it's quite an interesting lot of spices here.
Okay.
Cumin, we spoke about coriander. Ground turmeric, which is lovely and yellow. yellow and lovely colour and flavour, and a good pinch of paprika. Oh. If you wanted to jazz it up, we're using the sweet paprika here, you could use smoked paprika. You mix that all together with the salad. That's going to be really interesting. So the hardest part in this is making up the little marinade, your chicken, and then shredding your cabbage and doing your vegetables.
Yeah.
But this dressing here can be made in a little kind of Kindler jar and kept in the fridge and drizzled over some salad leaves. You don't have to serve it with this. However you cook the chicken, actually I forgot to say, this is lovely in pita breads, Marty, flatbreads, which are all the go. And the same for the little chicken strips. So remember we talk about the wraps?
Yes.
So there's lots of lovely flatbreads, pita breads. So I'm giving your listeners just alternatives. When you go to trouble of making either of these recipes, how do we serve them? What do they go with?
Yeah.
Baked potato, beautiful. You know, baby boiled potatoes, a little bit of rice. So you can use them whatever you want.
I put a little bit of rice with this. I just love this.
Rice, would you have that?
But there's so many spices in this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This
absolutely.
Is like Spice Central. You didn't even play the Spice Girls for you. I'm sure you're playing at the end of that.
Your favourite.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, what difference from the Spice Girls here. But anyway, so look, that's what is spiced chicken skewers with shredded salad. I love the sound of that. And the crunchy chicken strips with the honey mustard dip using the cornflakes.
You're a honey man.
I am a honey man. Honey. Sugar and spice.
I love it.
Researchers, can we find that? You'll have a look. Keep the faith. I shall talk to you. You're a pet. Thank you.
It's great to see you back in one piece and looking well and listening to the whole team.
Well,
well,
as you know, eating and drinking has no effect on me. Physique is just blessed. Blessed. With
you're brilliant.
Thank you.
See you next week.
You too,
you look
friend.
After yourself.
And you. And you, Nevin. And my love to all the family as well. Back to school. God,
I know.
Summer
back.
Bite.
Where's
flu,
it gone?
Flu. Sugar and spice.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.